on FM and up to date on social media. We are Radio Newark. With the latest news now.
Humanitarian agencies in Gaza are said to be overwhelmed with the numbers of people needing medical aid. It says Hamas and Israel's week-long ceasefire ended and fighting has resumed. Israeli airstrikes have already hit the Gaza Strip. Authorities have told Palestinians to move to southern Gaza, where humanitarian aid agencies in the region say medics are overwhelmed. Nicholas Papachrysostomou from Doctors Without Borders is there.
The centre is overcrowded with hundreds of people. Chronic patients without medication, sexual and reproductive health minimally functioning.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has defended the UK's record on tackling climate change. Speaking at the COP28 summit in Dubai, he said we are committed to our net zero targets.
The world needs to do more to tackle climate change. We've made real progress, including at the Glasgow summit, but the climate science and mounting evidence of climate-related disasters show that we're not moving quickly or effectively enough.
Matt Hancock has acknowledged that his affair damaged public confidence in COVID rules. The former health secretary was asked briefly about his transgression during his appearance at the UK COVID inquiry earlier. Train drivers have voted to continue taking strike action for the next 6 months in their long-running dispute over pay. Members of the ASLEF union will launch a series of strikes from tomorrow. The announcement's been made as train drivers start a week-long overtime ban expected to cause disruption to services over England. Sir James Dyson has lost his libel claim against the publisher of the Daily Mirror in the High Court. The inventor brought legal action against Mirror Group newspapers over an article published in January 2022. An alcohol awareness charity has said stats showing people's alcohol intake over the Christmas period are worrying. DrinkAware's annual monitor found most drinkers think the nation has an unhealthy relationship with alcohol, but few admit to drinking too much themselves. Karen Till is from the charity.
About one in five UK drinkers are drinking more than the chief medical officer's low-risk drinking guidelines.
And there's a yellow weather warning for snow and ice across much of eastern England and Scotland. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Shine Steele.
Radio Works.
New heartwarming research has revealed nearly three quarters of Brits now spend Christmas with additional guests beyond their immediate family for Christmas Day. Lou Hickey from One For All Gift Cards has more.
Our research also found over 50% of Brits have had an unexpected guest, adding a unique element to an otherwise traditional day. And Brits are happy to adopt new traditions, like tucking into world cuisine rather than turkey, or going for a bike ride. As families grow and change shape, what matters most is everyone under one roof. Read more at oneforall.com/Christmas.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village.
Some freezing fog and icy patches in places. Further wintry showers continuing along the coast, but mainly inland areas will be dry with sunshine. Feeling cold with highs of 5 degrees Celsius.
Radio Newark weather with the YMCA Village. Discover the Christmas gift ideas at the YMCA. 30% discount for unlimited activities, vouchers for climbing, and the YMCA Cafe. There are charity gifts and much more. Find out more online at ymcanewarkshoward.org/Christmas or pop in and see us.
You know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away. Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day?
touch your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand. Don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me. Now it's for you. All that I do seems to be wrong.
FM, Radio Newark.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes the time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
about that? Paul McCartney with Wonderful Christmas Time, when we started this show with E17 and Stay Another Day. Say this show. The show is a very special one today because it is the Barnby Road Academy Christmas Fair. And of course, we're based in Barnby Road Academy. We've been here for 10 years, 10 whole years. So if you're coming down to spend a few pounds with the school, that is absolutely fantastic. I'm here in Studio One. But more importantly, I want to kind of bring to your attention a couple of people. In fact, our Year 6 Media Club here at Barnby Road Academy. In the studio with me is Ben. He's our techie. Hello, Ben.
Hello, everyone.
There we go. He's here pushing all the buttons and things. And hopefully, if Ben goes to that little button there, that one, and puts that up into the top position, we should be able to speak to Charlotte. Charlotte, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am here. I'm outside and it's absolutely packed out here.
It sounds it. So you're actually in the fair itself here at Barnby Road, aren't you? Tell us what it's like. Tell us what it's like.
Very loud because the orchestra was just playing, but now there's floods of people running past us.
Wow, yeah. And we're going to be featuring the orchestra, aren't we, very shortly on the radio because, well, you're part of the orchestra. You're part, aren't you? What do you do in the orchestra?
I'm a saxophonist in the orchestra.
Wow, and we heard you perform a little earlier on, so we're going to go back and listen to some great stuff in a short while. What have you got ready for us? Because I know that you've been having a chat to people already, haven't you? Getting ready to have a bit of a chat on the radio. Who's going to be popping to see you soon? Who have you got?
I've got Mr. Webster coming to talk to me at 8:25, actually.
Ah, okay. So Mr. Webster is our deputy head of the school, isn't he? So we'll look forward to him. And you're kind of front of house. If you are coming to Barnby Road today, you'll see all of our media students kind of hanging around near to the hall. And that's where you are at the moment, aren't you?
Yep.
Super duper. Well, it sounds extremely busy, doesn't it? It sounds very busy indeed. We're going to play another Christmas song and then we're going to come back to you in just a couple of minutes, if that's all right.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Doesn't turn upon his sleigh. Do the fair.
Slade. Merry Christmas, everybody, on Radio New. It's Phil here with the Barnby Road Media team. Ben, the technical controls. You loved that song, didn't you? One of your favourites.
Yeah, I was singing it.
He was singing it. He said to me before the show started, he wasn't really that keen on being on the microphone, but he's been singing in the last 3 minutes, and he's now talking on the microphone, which is fantastic, really good. Okay, so we're at Barnby Road Academy. This is where we're based. It is the Christmas fair, and Charlotte should still be outside at the moment. Charlotte, would you like to confirm that you're there? Are you there, Charlotte?
Yes, I am still here. I have not moved.
And she's sitting right in front of the area here now. A couple of days ago, I think it was a couple of days ago, wasn't it? You were in school and you spoke to one of our teachers, one of the teachers that really looks after the orchestra. Tell us a little bit about who it is and what you were doing.
So I interviewed Miss White, not a couple of days ago, but yesterday, and I interviewed her about the opportunities of Barnby Road and all to do with the choir and orchestra.
Fantastic. Should we take a listen?
Yep. Hi, I'm Charlotte from Barnby Road Media Club doing Radio Ho Ho Ho, and I'm here with Mrs. Wyatt, the leader of Barnby Road Choir and Orchestra. Mrs. Wyatt, how important is music in schools?
I think it's vital. It's so good for everyone's well-being, their happiness, and it's something we're really proud of at Barnby Road.
I agree with you. What music opportunities are offered here at Barnby Road Academy?
Well, every single child has a singing session every week with Mr. Higgins. We learn the recorders in year 3 and 4. We learn ukuleles in year 5 and 6. You can choose to play an instrument from year 3 upwards. We have a samba band, an orchestra, we've got a junior choir, a senior choir, a chamber choir, a ukulele club, a recorder club. We've got lots of different things.
We have got quite a lot. What has the choir and the orchestra been up to this Christmas?
Well, the choir has already had an outing singing Christmas songs. So we sang at the switching on of the Christmas lights at the end of November. We were also singing at St. Giles Church on the 14th of December. We've been recording today for the radio, so that's very exciting. And we're playing at the Christmas fair. And we've got the big finale concert on the very last day of term as well, we're all involved in.
What's your favourite song that the choir has sang this Christmas?
I think Step Into Christmas. I really like that one, and all of the choir seem to really enjoy that one.
We do. It gets really energetic at the back. What has been the most exciting trip that the choir or orchestra has ever done this Christmas?
This Christmas, I suppose the switching on of the Christmas lights is probably our biggest event we've done so far. We did take the orchestra out last term, though, to the Halle Orchestra, and that was a really good trip.
Thank you for joining us, Mrs. Wyatt. Have a good Christmas.
And there we go. Charlotte, Mrs. Wyatt did mention one of her favourite songs, I think, in that conversation, and I've forgotten. What was it?
Step Into Christmas by Elton John.
Shall we play it?
Yeah.
And I said, well, shall we play it? This is you and all of your friends singing, isn't it?
It's the senior choir.
Yeah, in the senior choir. Here we go.
I'm daytime with Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703 411 or find us online at newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
If you see somebody showing any of the signs of a stroke, you don't have to think about it, you just dial 999. Use the FAST test. F, face. Has their face fallen on one side? Can they smile? A, arms. Can they raise both arms and keep them there? S, speech. Is their speech slurred? T, time. Time to call 999 if you see any one of these signs. Act fast, make the call. Dial 999.
If you've got flu, you might have a headache and wobbly balance. You could well feel sick or a bit dizzy. But in most cases, after a few days in bed, you should feel better. If you've got carbon monoxide poisoning, you might have a headache and wobbly balance. You could well feel sick or a bit dizzy. And after a few breaths in an enclosed space, you could be dead. So get a carbon monoxide alarm you can hear and get an expert to do a safety check every year. Carbon monoxide. Don't be a victim of the silent killer.
The National Civil War Centre and Newark Museum is now free for residents of Newark and Sherwood. Enjoy fascinating galleries, fun interactives, a brilliant dressing up area and more. As well as fantastic family events every month. Plus, discover more about the town with hidden history walking tours every Saturday, where you'll uncover the secrets of streets you walk every day. The National Civil War Centre is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Find out more at nationalcivilwarcentre.com or follow them on Facebook.
If you're looking for a taxi, look no further than Rio Cabs. We provide the best travel experience for Newark and neighbouring areas. Call today on Newark 682223 or find us online at riocabsnewark.com. We offer airport or train station trips, corporate travel, weddings, and we cater for group events. Rio Cabs, for trusted, reliable travel. Book on the website at riocabsnewark.com or call Rio Cabs on Newark 682223.
Make Christmas even more special with a visit to Hardy's Farm Shop and Cafe Farndon at one of our Breakfast with Santa events. They're on Saturday and Sunday mornings throughout December, up to the 23rd. Breakfast is included, there's a magician, and each child will get a gift to take away from Santa himself. It's just £16 per person, and under twos are free. Book your date for Breakfast with Santa at Hardy's at Farndon. For more details, visit our website today. At hardysfarndon.co.uk. Open 7 days a week. Radio
Newark. There we go. It's Phil here, and we're live on Radio Newark from Barnbury Academy, where we're based, for the Christmas Fair. The Media Club students, Year 6 Media Club students, are, well, taking the reins of the show, which is great. Let's see if Charlotte's still in the fair. Charlotte, are you there?
Here, yes.
Yes, indeed. That little bird tells me you might have a very special guest joining you. Who have you got there with you?
Today I've got Mr. Webster joined with me.
Okay, now Mr. Webster is our deputy head here at the school. What have you got to ask him? Any good questions?
Mainly all about Christmas and the fair.
Hey, fantastic. Go on then, you do what you want to do.
Hello, I'm Charlotte reporting from the Christmas Fair at Barnby Road Academy, and I'm joined with Mr. Webster.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What are you excited to do this Christmas, and what are you planning to do?
Well, all teachers love Christmas at school because there's so much to do. There's, particularly at Barnby Road, carol concerts, Christmas dinner, Christmas parties, trips to the Panto, and then back at home. It's just great to see all the family, isn't it?
Who are you spending Christmas with? Is it just your family?
Yep, just the family, and it's a big family, and everybody comes round, so there'll be 12 for Christmas Eve, 15 for Christmas dinner, lots and lots of people, and we love it.
Going off of Christmas dinner, what are you going to have with your Christmas dinner?
What am I having? I'm having turkey, sprouts, lots and lots of sprouts, roast potatoes, but no Yorkshire pudding, because Yorkshire pudding does not belong on a Christmas dinner.
That's a very interesting opinion. What are you hoping to get for Christmas this year?
I don't know. I like a surprise, so I love a surprise. So as long as I get a nice surprise, I'm happy.
That's great. Thank you for joining us today at Radio Ho Ho Ho. Have a nice Christmas.
That sounds fantastic. I don't like the sprouts idea, though, Charlotte. To be fair, you have to be careful with sprouts at Christmas time. Off she goes. It is really busy here at school today, which is fantastic. You can come down if you fancy it, because school is open for everybody to nip in with the Christmas fair until 4:30. So lots of festivities, lots of things to be had, and lots of games to play as well. And we're going to go back to the main hall area now anyway, because not only do we have the choir singing, we have the orchestra playing throughout the day. And let's dip into what's happening now again.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, I love that one. It's so nice, isn't it? Nat King Cole and the Christmas Song on Radio Newark with Phil and the Bambi Road Year 6 team here until 4 o'clock this afternoon. We swapped over, so in our live gallery, Ben has gone out and Oliver has appeared. Hello, Oliver.
Hello.
There he is. He's in the background there. And let's go to the Christmas Fair once again. If we just put up that little button there. We should be speaking, I think, to Skye. Hello, Skye.
Hi.
How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good.
Brilliant. So whereabouts are you based? Are you outside in the crowd?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And who's with you?
Oh. Lily.
Ah, there we go. Fantastic. So you've had a chance, Skye, haven't you, to go and look round the fair, and you've spoken to some people. So far, you know, what's been your favourite bit?
So I've gone around and I bought the guess the sweeties in a jar. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
We ended up doing some pre-recorded interviews there as well.
That's fantastic. That's really, really good. Lily's with you there. Has she had a favourite bit so far?
I find the cards and the jewellery really interesting.
So you're very creative then, a creative kind of thing to go and see. That's brilliant. You're going to be with us now for the next 20 minutes or so, aren't you? Have you got any guests coming to say hello?
Not yet. We're hoping someone will come, though.
You want to stamp your feet and tell them they've got to come and say hello. Which, yeah, you go and tell them. Brilliant. Just to let the listeners know, of course, our Year 6 media students at Barnby Road, this is the first time they've been on the radio ever. So it's actually really quite cool to do this, because it's a first. And to have this where we've got hundreds of people here as well for the Christmas fair. I mean, it's quite daunting, isn't it? It's quite something.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, you stick there, you stick around. We're going to be featuring more live music from school, to be honest, because we've got a fantastic orchestra and we've got a wonderful choir. In fact, I think if I push a couple of buttons here, we might be able to dip in once more to what's been going on in the main hall. It really is something else, honestly. If you can get down here before 4:30 today, I think you're going to really enjoy it. Let's enjoy this one. It's really, really good. Skye, are you there, dear? Are you still there? Let's put your microphone on.
Hi.
Hello, dear. Now, I want to bring this back because both you and Lily are performers, aren't you? So tell us about what you do in school. What do you do?
So me and Lily are both in the choir, but Lily is in the orchestra.
Ah, okay. So you're the singer, Lily's the singer, and what does she play?
What do you play, Lily?
The clarinet.
Fantastic. That's quite a difficult thing to play, isn't it, the clarinet? It's quite a difficult, difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite song to play on the clarinet then, Lily?
I do like playing the Titanic theme tune for when I'm trying to warm up a bit.
Right, that's very important, isn't it? Brilliant, excellent. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to zip off and play another Christmas song, and then we'll talk back to you very shortly from the Christmas fair, and we'll see who we can bring in to have a chat. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Fantastic. God, it's Christmas there. A Queen playing for you on Radio Newark. There we are. It's Phil here, and we're broadcasting live from our home base. Barnby Road Academy, it's the Christmas fair today. Year 6 have a media club, which meet every Wednesday. We've been doing this for nearly 10 years now, actually. And this year's people are with us today. Let's see if Sky and Lily are still on the end of our microphone. Hello, guys.
Hello.
There we go. It's the Christmas fair day as well today, so you'll hear lots and lots of people wandering around playing with all the things we have. I'm kind of hoping that you might have somebody to talk to, a guest maybe. Anybody turned up?
Yes, we finally had someone turn up.
Who've you got?
We've got Mr. Roberts, who is the school governor, or one of the school governors.
Fantastic. So have you got a couple of things you might want to ask him?
Yes.
Go for it.
What are you excited to do at Christmas?
What do I plan to do at Christmas? It's a very lazy time for me. And all I intend to do is have a very lazy breakfast, a very lazy lunch, and a very lazy watch of the TV all afternoon and into the evening when I eventually wake up.
What are you going to be watching on the TV?
Well, it'll be usually a long film of the sort of Harry Potter variety, or maybe Lord of the Rings.
Why are you at the Christmas fair today?
Well, because I'm a school governor and I intend to support the school. And it's been very interesting because there are hundreds and hundreds of parents and children here. And I've actually been on a couple of stalls. There's a treasure map and I've had a couple of goes on that. I went on to Mr. Barbuti's wine bottle swindle and all I got was two bottles of water. And and I bought some raffle tickets. There are hundreds of raffle tickets for sale.
What's been your favourite stall that you've gone to so far?
Well, the favourite stall will be the one that I win something on. So you'll have to ask me after I've won or not won.
What are you excited to do at Christmas?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think you get to a certain age when you're not so excited about Christmas as Christmas, but you're excited about the time of the year and meeting people and having a bit of fun that way.
Who will you be meeting?
Well, just some friends from Newark. I'm not going anywhere, I'm just staying in the town.
He's saying that so nobody burgles him. Oh dear, that's Tony Roberts, of course, who is one of our distinguished guests and colleagues here at Barnby Road Academy, but also our chairman. He's the chairman of Radio Newark. So there he goes off to the tombola. We'll see whether he manages to win anything. Let's go back to some live music, shall we? Here at Barnby Road, of course, we've got lots of things to celebrate, including a wonderful orchestra and a magnificent choir. You may have seen them perform, actually, at the Christmas lights switch on last week. Let's talk about the orchestra briefly and keep things nice and festive with this rendition of their version of Ukrainian Bell Carol.
Thank you.
about that? Ukrainian bell carol from our orchestra here at Barmby Road Academy. Absolutely fantastic. Really, really cool. I've just got to tell you, the technical operator that's in the studio with me is fantastic. It's Oliver, and he's part of our Media 6 Media Club as well, and he's in the orchestra. Now, he doesn't like telling many people about that, but he is in the orchestra. He stood right by me. Which instrument do you play? The trumpet. He plays the trumpet, and he plays it extremely well. So there we go. You'd have heard him in that a few minutes ago. Well done.
Daytime with Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens on Queen's Road in Newark. When you're planning your next bathroom or kitchen, think Newark Bathrooms and Kitchens. Call Newark 703 411 or find us online at newarkbathroomsandkitchens.co.uk.
That change for life is all about small changes to help make us and our families healthier. Like, a lot of food contains more sugar than you might think, and eating too much can make us put on weight, which may lead to heart disease, type 2 diabetes and even cancer. Making sugar swaps is a great way to stay healthy, and it's so simple. Instead of sweets, swap them for fruit. And for fizzy drinks, try no added sugar or sugar-free ones. Just check the label. It's easy to be food smart. For more help with sugar swaps, search Change for Life online.
This message isn't aimed at you. You know that on a motorway, a red X above any lane means that you can't drive in it and could be prosecuted if you do. But apparently, there are some drivers who don't realise this and are a danger to themselves and to other road users. So those drivers do need to know that a red X above any lane means that the lane may be blocked by a broken down vehicle, emergency services or road workers. For more details, they should search online for smart motorways and never drive in any lane with a red X above it.
Winter wishes this year with Newark and Sherwood District Council.
Dear Grandma, I'm asking Santa for a new bag so I can be just like Robin Hood. Millie decided not to write a letter this year. She says she's too grown up now and she really wants an F-bomb and dungarees or jewellery. I don't know at all. She likes a lot of different stuff. Can you take me back to the forest so I can get her one or two with winter wishes?
Winter wishes this year with Newark and Sherwood District Council. Discover how you can create your own winter wish. Follow us on social media.
Listen to AD at Breakfast on Radio Newark from 7am till 10am every weekday with Ultimate Glazing Solutions. Newark's glazing specialist for sales and repairs of windows, doors and conservatories. Call Newark 658-775 or visit ultimateglazingsolutions.co.uk.
Looking for gift ideas this Christmas?
YMCA has wrapped up some great deals for everyone.
30% discount for unlimited activities at the YMCA Village. Perfect for fitness and well-being enthusiasts.
Climbing vouchers for adventurers and the thrill seekers in your life. Treats for coffee lovers with YMCA cafe vouchers. Or there's charity gifts and much more.
You'll also be supporting the lives of vulnerable young people in our community. So jingle all the way to the YMCA and give something unique this year.
Find out more online at ymcanewarksherwood.org/Christmas or pop in and see us at the YMCA Village.
We love local. Oh, yeah. Radio Newark.
We most certainly do, and we're live at Barmby Road Academy today for Christmas Fair. Let's see what's going on. Let's just have a look. Oliver, would you put that big red thing up? There we go. Live to the fair again. Who have we got this time on the end of the microphone?
Well, I may have taken over the microphone.
Hang on a minute.
Hello.
I know you are.
I should hope so.
Victoria's here. Hello,
yes,
dear.
Hello. I am sandwiched in between two of our Year 6 media students. I've got Lily on my left. I've got Sky on my right. They're doing a fantastic job. Yeah. And, they were going to grill me about Christmas, but I'm going to ask them a few things. So I'm going to ask Lily, what was your favourite ever Christmas present?
Probably when I got my hoverboard last year.
Are you any good on the hoverboard, Lily?
Yeah.
Oh, I would break my neck if I went on that. Sky, what was your most favourite Christmas present ever?
That's probably really hard. I would say probably like my bike or something like that, because
I use it a lot and still do. But that's probably one of my favourite Christmas gifts ever.
I like that, but I am absolutely horrendous on a bike. Let's just say I take the handlebars and turn them when I look over my shoulder and fall off. So, yeah, we'll leave it at that. So I would say, Skye, that you're a lot better than I am with that. So you haven't really had too much of a chance to go round as a, you know, normal pupil shopping around the stores today. You've been and interviewed other people out and about. So what stall do you want to go and look at?
The food stall.
Cakes.
Well, cakes.
We need cakes.
Oh, that sounds so good to me. They're probably I'm gluten-free, so I probably can't have any. Lily, what stall do you want to go and have a look at?
The food stall.
Oh, it's all cakes over here. These
butterfly
girls have got
cakes.
My...
They're the best.
They've got my wishes and desires at heart over here. So they've been doing this now for at least half an hour. We've had the other pupils on half an hour before that.
Yeah.
We've thrown them into this. They've never done this before.
It's the best way.
Yeah, and it is quite distracting, I will say, from somebody that's been doing this just a little bit longer than them. There's just trains of people coming past. It's like a bus has arrived. And all sorts has been going on in the main hall. We've had choirs, we've had orchestra.
Yeah.
Really talented kids. But I also want to head over to the food stall as well. So when we're finished, I might take the girls with me and we might go and have a look if there's anything left, because that normally sells out pretty quick.
Well, I've got to say, myself and Oliver are sat in the studio here and we want to come as well. I'm going to be stuck, because I'm on air till 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to be stuck in this room.
We might have a look for
you. If any butterfly cakes, I'll say this again, butterfly cakes. They've not got butterflies in, don't worry. You know.
Oh, dear.
But if you see any butterfly cakes, can I have one, please?
We'll see how good you are. I might go around and ask Santa if you've been naughty or nice.
Well, I've probably been naughty. Mm-hmm. Oliver, what do you like? What cakes do you like? We'll get you one. He doesn't know. He wants anything.
He probably likes all cakes. I like all cakes.
All cakes. In fact, get every cake.
Yes. So I'm just going to ask the girls another thing, because obviously Mr. Webster that said no Yorkshire puddings on his Christmas dinner. I'm like, no Yorkshire puddings definitely. What's your favourite thing, Skye, on your Christmas dinner?
There's a few. It's probably the meat, the stuffing, or the Yorkshire pudding.
I love it. Lily, what's your favourite thing on your Christmas dinner?
Like Skye, I probably have a few things, but I mostly like the mash and the Yorkshire puddings.
Nobody said pigs in blankets. I love them. Yeah.
You know, we couldn't wait so much for Christmas for our pigs in blankets. So yesterday, your daughter, Victoria, and I went to the shop and we bought a pack of crisps that are pigs in blankets' favourite crisps.
Oh, why doesn't that surprise me?
They didn't taste anything like them, but we certainly tried. we used our imaginations.
Oh, what are you like? Lovely. Honestly.
Well, there we go. It's been nice today, hasn't it?
It's been great.
Yeah, really.
And I'm
cool.
Sure we've got some thank yous. So I'm just going to pass back to Skye, who.
Thank you for joining us today at Radio Ho Ho Ho.
Have a good Christmas.
Oh, that's amazing. And can I just say thank you to everybody from the Year 6 Media Club for the first time being on the radio. You've all done a great job, honestly. And hopefully you've enjoyed it, but I've really enjoyed working with you. And I think, I can't wait for the next one in the spring. It's going to be marvellous, isn't it? Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing. Joyful, there's always something new, but every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas. See you and to